Ever have one of those days where you've got 10 different kinds of poop storms all taking place at the same time? Yeah, me too. Welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930. I said poop. News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Can't believe it is the middle of the week already. I cannot believe it is the holiday season already. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, and everything that is associated with it, like shopping and traffic and, of course, people who don't know how to drive. All of you listening to this program, you have to understand, you all know how to drive, every last one of you. But it's the people who listen to the other radio stations around town, they don't know how to drive. And somehow, some way, we must get them to rectify their evil and wayward paths of destruction. We must do that. Anyway, how you doing? Good to be with you. And we have a lot of things we're going to get into today. But we have in studio, as we as we warned you, one of your favorite guests on the Bowerly program. We get her in once a month, once every 6 weeks or thereabouts. It's tough to say with menopause. I mean, it's just really tough to say.
I'm sorry about that, Tom.
I understand.
The best of us.
I got menopause, so right. it's different. So anyway, we have my first wife, Cassandra Joan Butler, is in studio, and she is an astrologer. And again, I got to put out the disclaimer, okay? I am not a believer in astrology, but many people are. And there are some very intelligent, smart, rational, logical people who are believers in astrology. My first wife is highly, and I'm not just saying this, she is highly sought after around the world to do presentations for people about astrology. She is huge in Australia, which I still am trying to figure out that whole Australia thing.
Well, it helps that I'm on the number one website and Facebook place on the planet, which is the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, Tom. I'm an agent. I'm Asian 56. So my mission is to convey the cosmic information across the planet.
Yeah, you want to talk about that Asian stuff sometime off the air?
Anyway, how many Asians are in the room?
The Cosmic Intelligence Agency, Cassandra Joan Butler. And here is the deal as we move along. The deal is as follows. You have a question, maybe two questions about your life. What Cassandra needs is a really good psychiatrist.
Now,
what Cassandra? I'm kidding.
That is not a good preamble. Okay.
I'm sorry. What Cassandra? Come on.
You're projecting.
probably right. But this is why we got married, and this is why we got divorced. It's really no. But Cassandra Joan Butler is with us in studio, and she's going to need your date of birth and your place of birth, and if possible, your time of birth, because she has something that the astrologers call an ephemeris. I've been called that and worse a few times. But she will use the ephemeris to project what she anticipates might be happening in your future. Now, I must caution you. And because we do have a daughter who is one of the rising star attorneys in the legal world, we feel honor-bound and duty-bound to tell you that she is not a medical doctor.
Correct.
She is not going to give you medical advice. She simply can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it would jam her up. It would jam me up. It would jam the radio station up. It would jam up Tim Wenger. Poor Tim would be in meetings from now until Christmas, dealing with the fallout from that. So she can't answer medical questions. Okay. So just know that up front heading into this. But pretty much anything else is fair game. And something else, if you will allow me to give Cassandra Joan Butler a better preamble, is believe it or not, as an astrologer, Cassandra is at the top of the heap because she is the graduate of an Ivy League institution, Cornell University, social work background, with a master's from Syracuse, which is not Ivy League, but she's very well educated. And prior to that, she went to Calisanctius Preparatory School in Buffalo.
And where I learned my first astrology from the priests.
From the priests? Well, yes. That was a very Hungarian-influenced institution, right?
It was a very eclectic educational background, Tom. I'm very forever grateful to Calisanctius.
And I can understand why. And back in her younger days, if you want to talk about something that is, it's so coincidental. Cassandra, very good friend with a guy who used to be in charge of DARPA, D-A-R-P-A. And if you don't know what DARPA is, you can look it up. DARPA is like CIA's repair people, okay? Mm-hmm. And should I say the relationship or not?
Oh, heck yeah. I was with him for 10 years. I went to his bar mitzvah.
Okay, so my ex-wife, I mean, and the Bowerly story, I mean, I'm sorry, this sounds very conceited and self-centered, but it's not intended to come off that way. So the Bowerly story is, let's just get this straight. My first wife, and we're no longer married, but my
30 years, so.
Well, my first wife, her boyfriend was the head of DARPA for many, many years, which does make me ask certain questions that we've discussed off the air regarding certain stealth personnel issues.
Exactly, yes. That individual was, you think I'm smart, Tom. He was.
He's a brainiac.
He's a brainiac. I mean, physics, PhD, you name it, and went to Cornell when he was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I mean, and talk about small world. I've mentioned this before, but I have a relative who is a spitting image of my great-grandfather who was CIA, and he was literally part of the Men Who Stare at Goats program for CIA. So our lives are really kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Her 10-year boyfriend turned out to be the head of DARPA, and this relative of mine was part of Men Who Stare at Goats. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Tom. And I'll say this, you know, there's a little patriarchy in all those psychic intuitive things.
Did you just say
things.
Patriarchy?
Patriarchy. Let me explain, okay?
Have you gone left wing on us?
No. Oh, never. Yeah. Never. but, you know, I'm also a medium, too. I have been trained at Lilydale. Got a shout out for Lilydale. But a lot of females are psychics and mediums. But in like Dr. Russell Tagg, for example, he was at Stanford where he was training the psychics for the men who claimed to see goats or whatever it was.
who could manipulate goats into falling over, basically.
Yeah, so there's a big difference between being a psychic and an intuitive and a medium, but it's the same mechanics in the physiology of an individual. So you have people doing remote viewing. That was the topic that was used when these often male psychic intuitives. So I'm saying, you know, when the government gets into something, whether it be the US or the Russian government, and they are doing remote viewing, that somehow gives it some credibility. Then, that's just another female psychic. You see what I'm saying?
No,
the difference.
I do. And for those who don't know what DARPA is, it's one of those government acronyms like CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. DARPA is Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're the people who do things now that we won't hear about for 50 years because they're so scientifically advanced and because their work is so highly classified. Mm-hmm. But I've always found that to be very interesting in light of subsequent developments in my life and in your life, and always wondered if there was some kind of a connection. And also, without violating any confidences, Cassandra, in addition to having her educational background, also has clients who are, let's just say, very closely tied to certain intelligence agencies of the United States government. Is that fair enough to say?
True that, because, you know, the skills that I have, Tom, they are all doing behind closed doors anyway. Truly.
Yeah.
And I'm also a pretty good matchmaker. Can I give myself
a good? What do you mean you're a good matchmaker? I think people might. Thank you, Jimmy Love. Thank you. Jimmy Love just brought me my reading glasses. Thank you. Good matchmaker. Whatever could you mean, Cassandra?
Well, gee, Tom, has anything happened uniquely in your life in the past couple of months?
Yeah, I went to Jamaica.
To do what?
Well, you really want to know the answer to that one?
No, I really don't, Tom. TMI.
No.
But we got married.
Yes,
married.
I got remarried. Yes.
Yeah. And can I just say?
Yes.
She's a perfect match.
She is a perfect match. Yeah.
I know that. Even astrologically, intuitively. Yay.
See, Mrs. Bowerly tries to be very low profile.
I know.
You have to understand, she is extremely on the down low as far as not wanting to be a quote unquote celebrity or anything like that. But she is obviously, she is extremely intelligent. And what I haven't talked about on the air, I don't think, is the fact that you and the woman who is now my wife have been friends for like 30 years.
Like 30 years, Tom.
And I had first met her maybe 25 years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, people think it was this sudden flash in the pan, let me do something irrational thing. And it really wasn't, because we got the prenuptial agreement. It really wasn't, because obviously we've known each other for quite some time. So, okay.
I just want to grab some credit here, Tom. I know
okay,
you always
go
do
ahead.
Your preamble.
Grab credit.
I don't believe in astrology. I don't. Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm patting myself on the head because.
Such a pain in the ass.
I reintroduced you to your present wife. Do you think that was by accident?
You know what? It's one of the most bizarre. These are the things that would only happen to you and me. I don't think this stuff happens to other people because we're just so incredibly weird.
We are Uranian. Well, that's another story. I know you understand that.
You're going to set me up with that word? Come on, really?
Uranus, not Uranus. It's Uranus.
Yes.
It's strong in my chart and strong in your chart, Tom.
Yes.
And that's the planet of weird and eccentric and genius, too.
Well, let's not take things too far, but no, she's a very, obviously, she's a very intelligent woman. Of course, marrying me, I don't know if that takes some credibility away from the intelligence factor. But because I haven't really talked about this too much on the air other than to say my bride, Mrs. Bowerly, that kind of stuff, because she likes to be rather on the down low. So I would like to know, and maybe people listening would like to know, and then we're going to take some phone calls from people, because this isn't about you. It's not about me. It's about the folks listening to the show. But what was there about the situation between my wife and you, my ex-wife, as the astrologer, that you saw had potential and strong possibilities?
Yes, because both of your sun signs exactly square each other. Translation.
I don't know what that means.
Translation. See, astrology is all geometry, right? So what's a square? It's a 90-degree angle between two objects, right? So Tom's object, i.e. his sun sign, is 12 degrees of Virgo, and your bride is 12 degrees of Gemini. So getting together makes a perfect combination. And I knew that going in. Yeah.
Well, it was, I got to tell you, it was pretty bizarre.
Right.
And I have no explanation for it. Obviously, I'm really thrilled with how things worked out. So thank you for reintroducing us. I really appreciate that.
My great pleasure. And not only that, but Saturn had its way with you too, Tom. Saturn is the planet.
Who hasn't had their way with me?
Saturn, with all those rings, represents permanence, and it's in your marriage house now. Last time it was there was 30 years ago when we divorced, because we permanently divorced back then. Saturn makes things happen. So I said, I'm reading Tom's chart, but this stuff works, Tom. So stop saying you don't believe. You don't have to believe it. I don't care.
I know. You don't force it down anybody's throat.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not proselytizing, going door to door as Cassandra Joan Butler, the astrologer. But yes, that is the story. So now you know the rest of the story, and I'll probably never mention it again, or at least until the next time Cassandra is with us in studio. My wife is somebody I've known for well over 20 years. She's been great friends with my first wife for 30 years, and one thing led to another, and in a couple days later, we end up on a beach in Jamaica.
I'm just so thrilled for you both. You guys are great, great people. Because you're both a little weird, and that's good.
Well,
you're both honest.
No denying that. I'll tell you that much. There's no denying that. I just hope I don't get into trouble for sharing too much information here.
No,
but
no names, no birthdays.
No, it's really a pretty amazing story. I don't believe it myself, actually.
Yeah.
But with the information that you call in with, guys, listening to the show. Now, look, I can talk to my ex-wife anytime I want. If I have a question, I can always call Cassandra and say, hey, Cassandra, what's going on today? How come nothing is working? And you'll say, Tom, that's because Mercury is retrograde. That's all I know about astrology. Mercury is always retrograde, whatever that means. But if you have questions about your love life, if you have questions about your career, maybe a move or something like that, the phone number, and we would advise you to call in early, because we don't like it at the end of the show looking at a full board of telephone calls and saying, yeah, we're out of time, we can't get to anybody today. The phone number to call now, and Tanner Saunders is eagerly awaiting hearing from you, as are we. 803-0930 is the phone number. That's 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And as a special added attraction, the Sierra Boys Choir. Now, that's from The Godfather 2, okay? That's Senator
All
Pat
right.
Geary at the big... Okay, as a special added attraction, if you've called into previous shows on which Cassandra Joan Butler has been our featured guest, and you want to tell her how she did with what she said was going to happen, knock yourself out, because she'd be... Look, we were married. I overheard the telephone calls that she would take from clients, some of whom, again, are very professional people, and a disproportionate number of whom are connected to intelligence agencies of the United States. I kid you not. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But just think about that just for one moment. Your first boyfriend, your first boyfriend turns out for many years to be the top guy at DARPA.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's been in the military or intelligence knows what DARPA is all about.
And he believes in astrology.
Does he really?
Yes, of course.
Now, that I did not know, because we had a conversation about certain things.
Right.
I did not know that he believed. But DARPA goes all the way back to Sputnik in 1957, and all of the issues involving our space program versus the Soviet space program. But the phone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So my ex-wife, my first wife, Cassandra Joan Butler, in studio, taking your question. She'll be here till about 4 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, why not? Take a little trip down memory lane. At least it's not that degenerate John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas. Anyway, it is, I'll read up on him sometime. What a piece of work. Anyway, Tanner Saunders is at Master Control, and this is Tom Bowerly, and we have my first wife, Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer to the stars, and astrologer to a lot of government intelligence agents as well, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
But mum is the word, Tom, because I, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I do not kiss and tell.
Oh, I wouldn't know any names. I wouldn't know any affiliations except a couple. But it's so far out. And the other thing, you know, when you talk about unconventional, and we're going to get right to telephone calls.
Yeah.
But the other thing that is unconventional that I rather like, because everybody knows, we've told the story, our divorce was contentious, it was bitter, it was angry, it was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, mm-hmm. it was about as bad as a divorce can get, except I wasn't in a white Bronco being chased down the street by police. I mean, it was a bad divorce. But
surely.
As we have said many times before, I asked you for forgiveness. You asked me for forgiveness. We forgave, and we are great friends. And how many people, and I take pride in this, and I mention this because other people might be in the situation right now. How many people can say, oh, yeah, I went out to dinner on Saturday night with my ex-wife, my current wife, and our daughter?
Like, right.
What?
Right. No,
it sounds almost Mormon. I mean, it's like, it's...
I know you're interesting and different, but not... Well, anyway, you know, I'm definitely an ex-wife, and I want to make that very clear. But we're always going to be friends, Tom, and I think that's... it's in our charts.
Yeah, and I think it's obvious when people listen to us, people get a kick out of us.
Yeah.
Let's get some calls. At least we get a kick out of us. I don't know. Hopefully other people do. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. May the 16th, 1964, in the home of the Eagles, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mark in Buffalo on WBEN. Sir.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Tom. How's it going today?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Mark, you are a lover.
Yeah, I am, unfortunately.
I know. You really are. I mean, let me talk about your chart a minute. So there are two signs which are considered to be Venus ruled. And everybody knows about Venus, right? Venus is the goddess of love and money, actually, also. And you're a Taurus sun with a Libra rising. Thank you, sir, for giving me your birth time. So, you know, truly, you've got a lot of passion, and you're very loyal, you're very true. And here's the rub, because you asked about your love life and or lack thereof. Every 84 years, Mark, there is a planet that's called Uranus. And it is...
Or as some would say, Uranus.
Oh, please. Yes, yes, Uranus, Uranus. Mm. Uranus. Uranus is another pronunciation. So Uranus.
Yes, we have some Uranuses down the hall.
Oh, my goodness. You can't fix...
You can't fix me, Sandy. You can't fix me. It's a lost cause, my love.
All right.
Let's talk about Uranus.
Seriously, Uranus is in the sign of Taurus and has been since 2018, and it's right positioned on Mark's chart. So what that means, sir, is that every 84 years you go through kind of like a breakdown to break up and break and reinvent yourself. And it's in your house of intimacy. It's in your house of relationships. So I would say probably in the past year and a half, there's been, let's go back to January, May of 2022. There may have been a loss of a love. November of 2022, a repositioning, and you're still going through some heartache, I would say. But
can I critique you, please?
Sure.
This is like the fourth time that I've called you. I'm an astronomer, not an astrologer.
Okay.
And did you know that Uranus is the only planet where the poles are perpendicular to the solar ecliptic?
Yes.
It revolves sideways.
Backwards and sideways, yep.
And, for example, the change of seasons, all the other planets have north and south poles are 22.5 degrees for Earth, provides all the seasons
right
that we have. And by the way, we're at perigee right now. Go figure.
Oh, I love talking to astronomers.
We're at our closest approach.
Yeah.
So the love thing is pretty much hopeless. And to critique, I would say that you have been 80% wrong.
80%? Why not 100% wrong?
I have not had a significant lover since 2005. I'm very forlorn.
Yeah. Well, 2005, sir, was the last time that the eclipses were still in the sign of Taurus and Scorpio. And they were there this past year and a half. So coming out of this funk, I would say, the Uranus is different. All right, Uranus is still in Taurus. I think if your question is, where is the love life, you have to reinvent yourself and what you're looking for, number one. And number two, we have a big eclipse happening in April of this year. Buffalo turns off its lights on April 8th. We have a total solar eclipse.
Cool.
And that is falling in your relationship house. So fingers crossed, there's going to be a new way. But you're still working on yourself to put yourself out there to meet someone new.
Cassandra, I'm tired of working on my own stuff, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you're saying it, I must rush to my former spouse's defense here. If you're saying that she's been 80% wrong about your relationships, but you being the common denominator in all of your relationships, you are the common denominator. If you are not willing to put in the work, don't we get into the argument here of free will versus predeterminism?
You're right, Tom. In fact, I've made you're exactly heads on deck right there. You're all hands aboard, man. I've made zero effort looking.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
So, see, I got to defend my ex-wife on this one because you know what the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same thing over and over.
No,
and
listening.
A way different result.
Listening to my show. That was actually the answer there.
But seriously, Mark, if so, from this moment forward, sir, the moon's in Libra right now. It's in your first house. Maybe think about some ways you can meet someone new and get back to me after April 8th because it's a new beginning for relationships for Mark.
Cassandra, I thank you for your time. And Tom, also, God bless you both.
All right, Mark, thank
you. God
bless you. Thank you very much. And I think we, as long as people are going to critique, I think that is a very important element that we need to bring up that I think might cover a lot of people.
Sure.
Sandy, you don't mind if I call you Sandy, do you?
No.
After all these years. Okay. But the situation is where if somebody is looking for love and you, from an astrological point of view, give an explanation of what is likely to happen given the relative positions of stars and planets, constellations, etc., but the person on the other end of the phone is unwilling to make any concomitant changes, then I don't know how that's on you because the common denominator is the person on the phone.
That's absolutely correct, Tom. I mean, I'll put it right back to you, right? Like, you could have stayed home under the blankets all summer, but you did go out this past summer.
Say that again.
Okay.
No, my wife knows it. She's well aware.
And then you got married. So, yeah, Saturn was in your marriage house. So for Mark, I really feel for him because I look at his chart and he really has a lot of passion. He's got... really wants love, but he's got to get himself out there.
Indeed.
Yep.
And my wife knows it because I drag her out to see Back to the Bars and Back to the Barstools on a regular basis. You know, she keeps telling me there are other bands in the area. I don't know that I believe her anymore, you know? Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler is with us in studio. Yes, we used to be married for 4 years. And yes, she reintroduced my wife and I whenever it was. I don't keep track of dates on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is Linda in Linda was she's calling from Lockport, but her birthday, December the 3rd, 1956. So a belated happy birthday to you, Linda. And you were born in Medina, which rhymes with Regina in Saskatchewan.
That's right.
And 8:31 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling in today. I'm well, thank you. Wow, you're really a strong Sagittarius. Have you ever had your chart done?
No, I have not.
So when you were born in the sky, in Medina, we had, on the eastern horizon, the moon was rising in Sagittarius. You're just born right after sunrise. The sun was in Sagittarius. So you're what we call a trifecta of Sagittarius energy. Very independent, very philosophical, active. You've got a lot of wonderful humor, right? And and an independent thinker as well. So your question is also about love life, it looks like, right?
Right.
So I would say this, a couple of things. The past year and a half, the eclipses were affecting what we call, eclipses are big deals, but they were affecting your relationships in general, whether it be with friends, maybe not connected with old friends in the same way, children. There's been a change of the social structure in your life. And so it's like you're in a clean slate right now, moving forward. One of the better times of the year for you to partner or to meet someone new would be every year around April. Okay, so April, March, April. Now, this upcoming March and April is an eclipse when Buffalo disappears, right? So that is a very, very good time for you to really push up the ante to meet some people. And there's all sorts of ways to meet people. Number one. Number two, what you're looking for is someone very intelligent, and it also gives you that freedom and that sense of, I can do my own thing, honey. You're not like this grab the handhold and we have to go to the grocery store. Does that make you crazy?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm going to the post office. Will you come with me? No.
Yep.
All right. And you also have a very romantic, sensitive side. You're very loyal as well. You've got your Venus, the planet of love, in the sign of Scorpio. So there may have been some emotional upset for you. Let's go back to October 28th. That was the weekend right before Halloween. Does that make any memory jog?
Not off the top of my head. Okay. I've been doing a lot of things since, so it's all kind of a blur.
Yeah, but that may have been some, some emotional things with maybe even family members, not necessarily.
That could be. Right.
Okay, and so for the new year, by the way, a couple other cool things. Your finances are going to be improving by February of next year, too.
Wow. Okay, well, I think they're okay with the way they are now, so that's even nicer.
Yes, exactly. April and May of next year is a primo time to... I always say this, to my clients, I go, when should I start looking for someone? Well, save your money with those apps until a certain month, right? And so that's what I would tell you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fair enough.
Really do. And congratulations and best wishes, Tom, to you and your wife.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And let's just say she is so far out of my league, it's not funny. Jackpot. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. And it did make Tanner Saunders just a little bit jealous. I'm not going to lie. Tanner thought that he had exclusive dibs on me for 4 hours a day. But sorry, Tanner. Sometimes things just don't work out that way. We love Tanner Saunders here at the radio station. Let's go to our next caller. Cassandra Joan Butler is our guest. She is my most popular guest. She is literally an internationally renowned astrologer. She has tremendous following in, get this, Egypt, I kid you not, also Australia, Europe, and Mansfield, Ohio. Remember that? I still remember Mansfield, Ohio. But she is the real deal, folks. She is very much sought after. And again, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, people who work in alphabet soup land, many of those people are her clients. And these are not dumb people. These are people who very much were at the top of the food chain.
Yes, and I do concur with that, Tom. You know, if people are interested in, you know, knowing also on Wednesday nights, I'm always live online and YouTube and Facebook, and I do astrology for the week. So that's another little avenue for people to learn more about this stuff. And you know, a lot of times people have pushback because they think that I'm going to tell you what definitely is going to happen. And like you said so perfectly, Tom, there's so much free will. These are just, think of astrology as weather. You know, you either wear the raincoat or you don't, but it's still going to be raining. So.
And when you say raincoat, that's not a metaphor for anything. You're talking about a real raincoat,
right,
as in to protect one from the inclement weather.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'd like to point these things out because you are a very literary person. You actually have the complete collection of Harvard classics from 1901. Oh, I'm sorry, minus one book, American Historical Documents, that I stole.
You took. Now that we're holding those on for our grandchild, Tom. I mean, books are going to be rare in 50 years.
actually, the ability to read will be rare in 50 years. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Obviously, we do enjoy working this show together like a lot. Angie was born on the 2nd of November in 1971 in the very hilly yet scenic and picturesque Morgantown, West Virginia, at 9 in the morning. She currently lives in North Tonawanda. So, Angie, based on the information we have, what question do you have for astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler?
Hey, first of all, thank you. I love hearing you both on the air. I enjoy it.
Thank you. Well, we love working together, and hopefully, even for people who don't believe in astrology, I hope it's entertaining for them.
It really is. It really is.
Good.
So I know it said a.m., but it was actually 9:15 p.m.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference. But
No problem at all. I'm going to adjust that for you right now. Okay. Go ahead. Yep.
So I had cancer about 5 years ago, and since then, I don't know, I've just been struggling. It just seems like financially and everything, it's like three steps forward, four steps back. I saw myself out of New York and in South Carolina this past year, and it just didn't happen. And it's really kind of like my dream. Mm-hmm. I'm not a winner, not a New York girl. and I don't know, do you see any sort of...
Yes.
You know, light at the end of the tunnel, I guess.
I do, and I'm going to talk quickly to cover a lot of information here, Angie. Number one, my dear, you're a full mooner, all right? You were born with... under the lights of the full moon at 9:15, that moon was overhead on the hills of West Virginia. And you're a very sensitive Cancer rising. Cancer is a sign of sensitivity, kindness, caring, protection of other people. So you lose yourself taking care of a lot of different people. And in terms of major cycles for your chart, 2019, 2018 was the beginning of kind of a difficult period because the eclipses were in Cancer, Capricorn. And then fast forward to 2022, just when you thought you were going to restart your life in the warmer climate, the past year and a half has been extremely stressful for who? Scorpios, that's you. And who? Tauruses, that's your moon sign. We had the last gasp of difficulty and challenge for the Scorpio Tauruses symbolically on October 28th with a lunar eclipse. So now the tide is turning. And when I look at where you have your home house, don't give up that dream of moving, but there might be another way to move someplace warmer, and you might get the download or the inspiration at the end of January of this year, January 20th, circle that date. There might be, you know, a way to make this happen for you economically as well.
Okay.
Is that doing anything for it? Does that make sense? I mean, you have the greater context of your entire life. Cassandra's just working with one little slice of your pie, and you've got the bigger pie. How does that sound to you?
Yes, it does. It does. I know, like, I have to do my part to get there, but it just, you know.
Yeah, so basically one of your questions is, when is this going to be over, right? And it's I'm just reminding you that astrology is all about cycles. January of 2022, I'm going to rattle off some months for you. May of 22, November of 22, May of 23. And the last big kind of like, oh gosh, I've got to trudge through this some more, which is October of this past year. So that's the eclipses. When we say we're going through a tough time, what we often are saying is that I don't have control of my life, right? Wouldn't that be a fair statement? And you're a person with a great deal of self-control and power and intuitive knowing. And so that's why you feel a little discouraged.
That's funny because I can actually hear that in her voice. This is not a woman lacking in confidence.
No.
This is a woman who is
strength.
Strong and has the potential for being very ebullient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Angie, does that make any sense at all to you?
It does. I feel that is true, and that's why it's just sometimes I don't get discouraged. I kind of take care of everybody around me, and I keep going. And so for me to feel that way, it's just like, I don't know.
Well, thank you, my love. I appreciate the phone call
thank you very much.
We'll get to as many calls as we possibly can. My most popular guest, Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer, internationally known. And we'd like to say hello to anybody listening from DARPA today who is a client of my former wife. She really does do those things with alphabet soup agencies, folks. True story. It's 2:59 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, my ex-wife, the CIA agent.